It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin Wilson, and I am the big blue bald fats tonight. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you fine folks doing out there in the internet world, if you will? It's another one of those nights where I've just started drinking the coffee at 10 o'clock at night because I'm that kind of smart guy.
You're going to be buzzed.
I always am with this show. It always fires me up, whether I coffee up or not. You know, Justin, you might want your list up. That might be a good idea. You think?
Well, we're talking Timberlake, so.
We're talking Timberlake.
It's in
tonight.
Your blood.
It should
now.
Be. Let's answer this phone because I think that's Miss Katie on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, I am in beautiful Podunk, Western Virginia, which. Yeah.
Sounds
it's a place.
That's the dunkiest of the podunks.
it truly is. I think like the Kroger is the main attraction here.
Word up. I love Kroger.
Is it a city center? Is it a marketplace Kroger or is it just like a regular Kroger?
Well, it's a regular Kroger, but it's 24 hours, so it's kind of like that happy medium.
Ooh, fancy.
So, just real quick, we're talking Justin Timberlake tonight. I'm joined for the first time, by the way, Keith and Sarah.
Yeah,
that's true.
You guys have never been on a show together.
We have a lot
of show together.
We have a lot of musical overlaps, but this is the first one that made it onto Deprogrammed. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake of all,
of all things.
Intense. It's intense.
I've got no words.
And this is all in celebration of Miss Katie making the big move. We wanted to get this in before she moved.
Yep. Fuck. Bye.
Well, yeah. All right then.
I'm really glad I got to do one last one. I hate that I couldn't be there. This was a pretty last minute work trip, but I am glad that I got to call in and still reminisce on my youth and Virginia's been fun. I'm ready for the next step, but Virginia has been fun.
Well, ish.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how I feel. Here's the thing with Virginia is that there's a lot of shit people, but there's if you ask me, equally as many good, like the good people that I know, like they're good far outweighs like the shit that's here.
So that sounds like the rest of the planet, personally.
No. But listen,
there you go.
Before I moved here, I lived in Atlanta, and
they have holes in their interstate.
Yeah, they have holes in everything. Everything that exists in Atlanta has holes in it. So yeah, probably. So I feel like I upgraded.
Godzilla would do an improvement for Atlanta.
Well, he would run out of interstates to destroy. The number's going down of available interstates for him to destroy.
He chases Nathan everywhere Nathan goes. That's what I hear. I don't know. GMYD, Mondays, 8 to 10. All right, so we have gathered here today to talk Justin Timberlake. And I'll start off with this. Number one.
The rules?
We'll get to the rules.
I want to talk about
my experience listening to the music. I wanted to love this so bad because the music's actually really good. There's a lot of really catchy tunes. Like the man can sing.
Yeah.
He's, you know, depending on who you ask, he's the most talented musician to come out of a boy band. You know what I mean? Like probably the most successful singles artist.
Oh yeah, certainly the most successful.
And he's good. He is really good at what he does. My biggest knock is that, first of all, I thought his catalog would have been deeper. It was only four records.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not...
Wait, which was the fourth record? Are you counting the 2020 as twice?
Yeah, 2020 was... Because I don't know if that got released as a double or if it got released like...
It actually got released about 4 or 5 months apart. It was right after 2020 Experience came out, and he was kind of doing the promotion for it. He was like, oh, by the way, I have enough for another album, so I'll drop that soon.
Okay. I just, for some reason, I don't know if he just, like, if it was just that many singles carrying him through, which, you know, that's a pop artist thing anyway. But I would have liked maybe another album or something. Again, I really dug the music, but like these songs are, I felt a lot of them were excessively long.
They were long. But, yeah. you know, the thing about Timberlake is he feels like a bigger person than his catalog is because he does so much else.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, I mean, he has the Mickey Mouse Club thing behind him and, you know, got pushed with that wave. But I think he also, like, he's huge with his viral videos and the stuff he's done with Lonely Island.
And Fallon. And-
yeah, and Fallon. Like, he gets himself ingrained in these other viral pop culture communities, markets himself really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes him bigger than his music. And his music is great, but I'm with you. I wish there was more of it.
I mean, I don't know if that's... I don't know if anything I'm saying is necessarily a knock either. Like I don't know. Like he's been around for a while. I guess maybe I thought maybe there was one, maybe two more records, and it, the length of the songs, it is what it is.
Right.
You know, when I'm looking at a pop artist, I want that tight 230, maybe 330, if it's really good. And again, I don't feel like I'm taking a swing at him because I think it's fine. It would have made for a swifter, considering there's only like, what, 46, 49 songs, not many, would have made for a swifter, you know, run through.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't want this to sound like I didn't like it because
we're still doing the show. I mean,
it's actually quite the opposite. Like, I wanted to love this because I was really enjoying a lot of the music. But this was basically your baby, Katie. So, like, why did you want us to do Justin Timberlake so bad? Why was it so important that this was the one before you move?
Because when I was making this list, literally every song from Justified and Future Sex Love Sound, it took me back. This was my teenage years when my friends and I thought we could conquer the world and everything was great. And we thought we were, you know, God's gift to this earth. And with every track that I wrote down, I had almost a memory attached to it. So it really is sentimental more than anything. And I'm with you. There were, you know, I did get Justin levels of deep here because I, you know, particularly with Justified. But even so with the newer stuff, I kind of had to, like, think, okay, well, maybe, because you're right, it is a fairly limited repertoire, but I think, yes, he is an incredibly talented singer, and like you said, the most successful product of a boy band, probably, maybe,
I don't know.
Since the Beatles, I'd argue.
Okay.
It's sentiment more than anything, to be totally honest.
Now, when we brought this up, it was at the Britney show, and you brought it up, and Sarah immediately hopped on board.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, is this like that same feeling for you, Sarah? Is it about nostalgia, or?
Yeah, it just happened. So, you know, the way that we listen to music has a lot to do with why I feel the way I do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Future Sex Love Sound, I like Justified. I had it on CD. Future Sex Love Sound was one of the first albums I put on my Nano. And when I worked in downtown Atlanta, I lived in downtown Atlanta, and I would walk to work. And, like, I swear, I burned that album up. Like, I just listened to that constantly. And to the point where I knew which songs I wanted to skip. I knew which songs I wanted to play on repeat. And yeah, I mean, it was just a similar nostalgia. And I like the person. You know, we've done artists where I thought, oh, that person probably smells. Or that person is probably an asshole. I can respect.
Kanye.
Yeah, right? I can respect their music and respect what they do. But, like, I don't want to be in the same room as them. But, like, I want to hang out with Justin Timberlake. I do. We would probably be married if I wasn't dating Keith.
I've lost track of the amount of guys she'd be married to if it weren't for me.
It's Timberlake. You're the one. You're
over Jason Momoa. We're getting into a different discussion. Yeah, that's for Popped.
That's yeah, that's it. Well, that's a different deprogrammed. Break yeah. down Sarah's top 12 husbands that wouldn't be Keith.
I want to call in. That one.
Make sure you stay tuned to the deprogram page.
When we run out of artists to listen to, we're going to start doing hypotheticals.
Everybody.
Actually, you could do that on Pissed. You know, do like a tournament
fantasy.
Style.
That's right.
Yeah.
My fantasy husband league.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Thank you, Elena. Sorry, just had to fix an audio. no audio was going on in the video.
Thanks, Elena. Can you hear us now?
Hopefully, it should be good, as it were. Now, the surprise was a couple weeks ago. We were doing the Stevie Wonder show,
part one,
and like as you guys were going out the door, Keith goes, "Yeah, I'll come sit in on the Justin Timberlake." I was like, "What?" I just didn't see it coming. So
I like his stuff. I like him.
You know, honestly, I thought I was surprised too until I started really listening to it today, and then I was like, "Oh no, this is totally Keith."
His later stuff,
later stuff.
Like when I started listening to it, last week, because I was super prepared and didn't listen to it all today.
Yeah.
I started listening to Justified because I'm weird. I listen to it in chronological order because I like to hear the artist evolve.
Yeah, you want
to
hear the evolution.
Right. And I started listening to Justified and I got three songs from Justified. I'm like, well, shit. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't be on this.
I only had two.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel better. But then, like,
we all know how Justin plays the game.
Yeah. Suit and Tie is really like what kind of brought me into his music, you know, when that got released years back.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of the stuff's kind of similar, but it is, like you said, it's some of the stuff runs long, and I think it would be better. The longer songs would be better if he changed it up a little bit, but they run a little long and they kind of get a little repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are some good hooks and some good grooves in here. And that's what I liked about.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I think there's a few times when I thought this production is really perfect. And then there were some times where I was like, I'm whelmed, and I didn't blame, the artist or even the orchestration. I blame the production and the way that the songs were done, and I thought that a few times.
And I didn't realize how many famous people he had helping him. It makes sense, but yeah. I didn't realize, I always have the Wikipedia pages up when I'm going through the albums, just so I can kind of pick up little facts here and there. Timberland, Pharrell,
Baby Girl,
Will I Am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a lot of people helping him out on
big
this stuff.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z does some stuff. So. Yeah.
Well, for me, I just like to have that open ear. You know what I mean? Like I especially when it comes to this show. Like initially, I was going to just do bands that I like. And then I was like, well, you know, I'm going to run out like after 20 weeks. Well, to be fair, I really thought Deprogrammed was going to be like a filler show, like just until we got more people. Uh-oh, did we lose Katie? Because I feel like she's calling back. Did we lose you?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That so great signal.
See?
Yes. Cell signal.
Yes. I blame the Kroger.
Yep. Sucking up all the cell signal.
When we first started Deprogrammed, I really thought this was going to be a filler show until more people came in. Like I was going to, okay, I'll do an hour for like a couple weeks and then more people will come in and somebody else can do a show. And people liked it. And I was like, well, shit, now I got to think of other bands to do. And, that's why I blasted out, the first two were Smashing Pumpkins and Local H, my favorite two bands. And it's like, I wish I could do Pumpkins again because, I play the game different now. Like I was a real dick on that episode. Like I went so deep and like I played it way too close to the chest, like way too literal instead of like actually playing the game and making it fun. But I guess like it would have to come to an artist like Justin Timberlake, and you know that's not a problem. Like we did the Britney one, and it's stuff like this is a nice fun. It's a nice break. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed listening to it, and he's a lot of fun. He's super talented. And like Sarah said, he's a guy I would definitely like to, just hang out with sometime. Right. Even though he hangs with Jimmy Fallon, and that's a big strike. I hate Jimmy Fallon. But I'm willing to forgive that, like, if he wants to just come, shake my hand and hang out for a little bit. And,
yeah, but Jimmy Fallon, you don't have to like him to appreciate the good networking there.
Yeah.
And he's got some creative stuff.
That would decrease your degrees of separation quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon, to his credit, does have some, he's got either himself and or his team for the late night show has come up with some really creative ideas.
Yeah, I could endure Fallon for Questlove.
Are you making faces at the camera because you disagree?
Seriously, no, I would endure Fallon,
Jimmy Fallon
for
impression.
The Roots.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, God, it's him.
I mean,
he's here.
Now start laughing while we start doing Deprogrammed. You'll be good. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's my Fallon, folks.
Well, and another reason I decided to jump in on the Timberlake thing is because I also carpool with Sarah, so I'm like, hey, I'm here anyways,
you're
right?
You're stuck anyways. You might as well do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so the name of the game is Deprogrammed, and each of us has picked 20 songs from Justin Timberlake, which...
Mine's like 16.
I actually managed to get 20 and not like 30 like my normal stuff.
I played the Justin way, and I pulled 5 from each because I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, I went to cut stuff, and I'm just like, well, I don't know. Somebody might have that. Maybe I should leave it. And
got too much inside your own head there.
It happens every week.
I went Justin Wilson levels of deep. I went shamefully deep.
Nice.
Like, I'm going to be an asshole like 12 times during this thing.
So, I mean, the good news is, like, even when going deep with this, like, his catalog isn't so big that there's a chance you're going deep, you're still going to hit, you know, probably me, because, like I said, I went, you know, 5 from every record. So there's still a good chance that at least you put out that deep song, it's still going to hit the condo. Now, each of us pulled in 20 songs from Justin Timberlake's catalog. We're each going to trot out a song that is on our list. If it is on 2 or more of our lists, it makes it to the conversation. If it isn't on all 4 of ours, it automatically makes the top 10, which the top 10 is your Justin Timberlake starter kit. There will be a Spotify playlist for it. You should seek it out, and you should listen to it. And you know what? Well, if you're on my Spotify, check out all the ones we've done. We did Stevie Wonder Part 1 a couple weeks back. We've done Smashing Pumpkins, Local H, Britney Spears, Outkast,
like Steely Dan,
Steely Dan, like so many bands for you to check out, and artists. And it's just a neat little place where you can pop on, listen to 10 songs in probably like 30 minutes and have a really good idea of what that artist is about. Now, that being said, okay, here's my 20. You know what? Keith brought it up, and I really didn't want to bring this in. His catalog isn't deep enough to ignore the radio stuff.
Yeah.
And my wife was talking about, you know, this song isn't that great, but like when I listen to it, like in the context of the record, and you listen to it as a song of it in and of itself, as opposed to, man, this is supposed to be his comeback. This is supposed to be, you know, like some super duper hit. I went Suit and Tie.
I had it.
I like it.
I have it, yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
First one out, all 4 of us.
As I said, it's what got me into his music.
It's a fun song. I think it's a really good tune. Like I said, my wife was trying to say, you know, it's supposed to be some great song. You know, it's supposed to be his comeback. I don't know. But I was listening to it, and, man, it's a good jam. I dig it. And so do you guys. Yay! Yeah. Go me. Sarah?
I am going to say Sexy Back.
Bam.
I have it.
Bam, bam, bam.
I've got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bam. 2 for 2. No pressure on me.
Yeah, hold on. Where is it? There it is.
Don't be an asshole, Keith.
don't ruin it.
Katie, I mean, that's my, like, go-to form. I mean, it's going to be tough for me not to be an asshole.
That's true.
Let's see here. Well, we got, you know, 1 from each of the albums so far, so I'm going to go Justified, Like I Love You.
I don't. No.
I don't.
I got it. I saved you.
Yeah.
Stays in the conversation. Katie.
First up was, it's easily my favorite track on Justified, and it's basically the biggest fuck you that he ever gave in his career, Cry Me a River.
Okay, so I have a whole rant prepared about Justin Timberlake ballads. I just, like, don't like them. And I remember looking at my list and thinking, I need to have some ballads on my list. And I think I grudgingly put one on there. But I never liked that song.
I've got 3 on here.
And I totally respect your like for it. But for some reason, Timberlake ballads just don't do it for me. No.
I don't have it.
Do not cry me a river. You can just button up, Buttercup. Get it together, Timberlake.
Okay. So Sarah didn't have it.
No, I did not have it. That is
Sarah does not have it. Nor do I.
Nor do I.
Katie.
That's the one she didn't go deep.
Go cry a river, Katie.
She didn't go deep and can't land it. Look, unreal.
You go cry you a river.
I'm blaming the Hampton Inn that I'm staying at for this travesty. Yeah,
blame the Kroger. It's all the Kroger's fault with their fancy 24 hours.
Oh, man, okay. I don't feel as, like, I landed Suit and Tie, and, like, that might be it for me.
It's all downhill from here.
It's all down here. You know what? I'm going to stay with hits because this is a damn good one. It's forever linked to Janet Jackson now with a moment in the Super Bowl and the reason why radio turned to crap because the FCC got all over radio for something that happened on television. Makes sense. Rock Your Body.
Yeah,
I got it.
Of course we do. You can't not have that, right?
Three.
That's three. We're doing solids.
Delightful.
I dig it. Sarah?
I have from 2020, That Girl.
Nope.
I don't either.
Oh, wow.
That Girl?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
I just,
are you sure it wasn't Damn Girl?
No, that's the other album. I have that one too, but that is not the one I had. That Girl.
I do not have That Girl. I have That Girl. No, you guys don't get
that. No, because were we born yet?
Okay. Keith.
I'm going to stick with the girl theme and go Damn Girl. Yep.
Damn Girl.
Got it.
Katie?
Don't have it.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, Katie. Oh.
It's okay. It's
had a good
there.
Groove. Yeah. Apparently, that's what I wrote in my notes.
It's got Kroger a good groove.
Said no.
Well, yeah, well, see, now look
oh,
at
Elena
Kroger.
Met JT in
really?
The early. Yeah, she's commenting on Facebook. In the early 2000s, she was working at a local record store. Elena, you are living the life
no one likes
that
a bragger.
I want to live.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Yeah, gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Except Precious. For you. I love you.
Yeah,
uh-huh. But,
oh, no, we got JT here in studio. He's hanging out over there on the couch. Hey, man.
Yeah, why aren't we married? Oh, this guy, right. Oh, poor Keith.
Aww.
I'll have to make him, like, cheesecake or something.
Is that a live Keith face?
That is live Keith face. Look, ladies and gentlemen, he does it in real life, too.
Hate all of you.
Aww.
Let's see.
You did Damn Girl.
You did Damn Girl, yeah. So we're
Katie.
Back to Katie.
Oh, God. I don't want to list another ballad because I don't want to send Sarah into a rage.
I did let one through, grudgingly.
Because I know that at least one of you has it. It's not off an album, but I put it anyway because it's a damn catchy song. I did put Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yes, I had it.
Oh, I don't have that.
I didn't have it because it wasn't on our discography.
Well, it's the Troll song, and I thought that would supersede it.
Troll song?
But guess what? It's in
didn't
the
we have Trolls earlier?
Sarah has it, too.
What is it called?
Can't Stop the Feeling.
It's the one with him and Anna Kendrick.
I don't know. Can't what?
Can't stop the feeling.
And Miles.
It's their most. It's his most recent hit.
And and Miles, I do actually have stuff from the second part of 2020.
I don't. So don't worry, Miles. It won't make it through.
I do.
Thank you, Katie. Glad someone did the
you're
homework.
Welcome.
Let's see, where do I want to go here? Because I don't feel good about
Can't Stop the Feeling actually turned Justin Timberlake into an Oscar nominee.
Really? I don't know. I've never heard it. So
you would have known.
You'll
know it when you hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's all. Oh, my God.
It's perfect.
I already am married to Justin Timberlake.
Why are you guys looking at me? That was obviously Justin Timberlake in studio.
Obviously.
We're totally about to get popped for that. Oh, no.
Wouldn't be the first feed we've been shut down on this week.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to trot this one out here. Let's just see. Take Back the Night.
Yes.
I have it.
I have
Ooh.
It.
Ooh.
I do. I have it.
Oh!
Yay. All right.
Dang.
That's a good one.
We're doing good here. 4-3 for the convo. All right. Miss Sarah?
Summer Love.
Summer Love.
I don't have it. I didn't like that one.
I have it, but I ended up liking the first half of the song better than I liked the second half.
Which record is that?
Oh, yeah, Future Sex.
Future Sex, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That was one of those weird mashups.
Yeah, like he had a few of those in that album where he had like two songs combined into like one track. And I really liked the first half of pretty much all of them.
I can't wait to fall in love. I'm sorry. That was me. That was Justin again. He was here. It was
hey,
amazing.
Man.
Yeah. What's up?
We're going to get in trouble on the YouTube machine.
No,
stop doing that.
Stop singing.
I mean, hey, let's just go 10 for 10 this week on streaming.
Yeah, let's get
kicked off
of YouTube.
So did anybody have Summer Love besides me?
I did.
Yeah.
Keith. Okay.
I didn't, though. Keith.
I'm going to finish off my Justified list with Senorita.
I got it. Katie?
Nope.
Oh.
It's the radio jam too. So
it was the radio jam, but I like it.
Yeah, me too. Miss Katie.
Let's see here. I have from, let's do from 2020, Drink You Away.
I got it.
I do not.
It's because Sarah didn't listen to the second half. No, she didn't listen to the second half
I
of it.
I did. I don't like it. It's not. It is not an objectively awesome, objectively awesome song. I just don't have it. Just it lay off.
It was a little bit different than the rest of his stuff. That's
listen,
why.
That's why I put it on there. That's why I didn't.
Look, I have a Kroger to blame here, okay? I have a Kroger to blame. You don't.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
Yeah. She'll just blame it on me.
Well, yeah.
That's a good point.
Oh, where do I go here? I feel like I'm out of... No, I've got one radio song left. And you know what? I'm going to play it here. Why not? I'm going Mirrors.
I got it.
I've got it.
That was the only ballad that I let on. Stupid. But yes, it's on there.
Oh, so we got it?
All four of us.
All four of us got stupid ballad. It was my protest ballad. But I had to... Of all of the ballads, that was the least... awful.
My wife sold me on it. Like, I initially had it off the list, and like as I'm playing it, my wife goes, "I really love this song." I was like, "Okay, I'll listen again."
It was, yeah, because well, I went back and looked. I had no ballads, mm-hmm. and I thought, "Okay, I've got to have a ballad. Like, I can't ignore that part of his catalog." And that was the one that made it. And I'm not thrilled about it, but his catalog is short. I had to have at least one.
Yep. It is your turn, Sarah.
Let's do Rock Your Body.
We already got that.
We already did Rock Your Body.
Well, then we've got it. Good. Glad we agree.
Yes, it's already there.
All right. What goes around?
Did I keep that or did I cut it?
Yep.
I cut it.
Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. I do have it. Sorry.
So you guys have it. So it goes in the combo.
I forgot I had it backside to my piece of paper.
Blame the Kroger.
All right, my turn.
Because I was totally prepared and did not write this on the Hampton Inn notepad. No.
Yeah, we were totally prepared too. We were not all listening to Justin Timberlake.
I have no idea what happened, but it was like, shit, we're doing Justin Timberlake tonight.
I know, and all of us are texting each other, and it's like, okay, I'm listening right now. We were all like rocking out.
Thank God
Timberlake
this wasn't the Stevie Wonder one. Oh, I would have been ready.
No, there's no chance.
This we could do in a day.
Yep.
Yeah, I was literally walking into the work site when it was like, oh God.
Keith.
Let's see here. This one actually reminded me of another artist that I wanted to do on Deprogrammed. Only When I Walk Away. Has a bit of a Bruno Mars vibe to it.
I got it.
I do not have it.
I have it.
It's a threefer.
Yeah, we doing all right here.
Are we keeping track of which ones have three and like two?
You know, should, but
yeah.
Let's see, I think...
The ones that I have anyway.
Let's see, I think Can't Stop the Feeling was two. Summer Love was two. I think, and you guys all had What Goes Around, I didn't, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did all you have Damn Girl? Wait, no, I did.
I
had Damn Girl.
I had Damn Girl.
So that's three. Of us did. Like I Love You, was that just me and Keith?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that goes down.
Who had Senorita?
I did.
Okay, so three.
Everybody
there.
But Katie.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, it's fine. It's just like arranging it.
Drink You Away, only two of us or three of us?
I had it.
Kate? Yeah, I had it.
Okay, so three.
All right, I think
that'll come in handy for the combo.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? Katie?
This one's from Justified. It's a much more deep cut. And she said, Take Me Now.
I got it.
Do not.
Don't.
Oh.
Hey, at least one of them.
Yeah, it's down at the bottom, but it's in there. It is in there.
I've only got a handful more.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 6. I got 9 left. I'll trot this one out. You know, the advantage with an artist like this is track ones can be good, but it's not like, it's not really tone setters. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's just a pop thing. And, oh, we lost her again. Damn Kroger.
It's the Kroger's fault.
Damned Kroger.
Kroger.
Kroger House. I'm going to go Future Sex Love Sound.
Yep.
Title track.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Let me do one of these and put that over there with the thing. All right. Sarah?
Another first track, Push Love Girl.
Do I have it?
2020.
Yes, I do.
I have it.
Katie?
I don't.
You know, the reason, and I don't know, I really like it, but not because of it's Justin Timberlake. It's because it reminds me of Michael Jackson.
He had a few of those,
yeah.
Because, I mean, but like his, okay, so I think the vocals are similar, but also that one in particular was very early Motown. Like, holy shit, he's talented, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Not like, what's happening? Or, you know, Michael Jackson. So that's why I had that song.
Yeah, that one and Like I Love You from Justified also had Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, too. Yeah, I could see that too.
So,
Keith. I believe it is your turn.
It is. And let's go with, let's see here. What do I want to throw out here?
Is that just going to happen to us?
What?
Like, because Bruno Mars reminds me of James Brown all the time. And I always wonder if I like Bruno Mars for Bruno Mars or if I like him because he reminds me of James Brown.
Well, this is for that deprogrammed. But Bruno Mars, I got into Bruno Mars because I couldn't have cared less about him until that Super Bowl show he had. And I saw that.
For me, it was the Grammys.
Okay. But the Super Bowl show just had it looked like James Brown, it felt like James Brown, but sounded more like Michael Jackson a little bit, actually. It's the two of those that are part of the reason I really liked Bruno Mars, but that's for that show. Sexy Ladies, Let Me Talk to You.
No, I don't have that.
Nope.
Time where we should start missing some anyway.
Yeah,
because we got plenty in this conversation. Katie?
Right for Me from Justified.
Nope.
Wow.
There we go. It's already starting.
Blame the Kroger.
Yes. Pose?
No.
What was that one on?
Future Sex.
No.
Nope. Losing My Way.
I got it.
I have it.
Nope.
Keith.
Keith?
I'm going to go with one that I almost cut, but then I didn't even have it. I was like, all right, I'm trolling through this song here. But the ending actually kind of brought me back in. Strawberry Bubblegum.
Yeah, I got it.
I cut that one, but I really like it, so I'll probably be talked into it.
Okay. Katie?
I don't have it.
Right, so it's only two.
But you're right. It didn't hook me at first, but the longer I listened to it, the more I liked it.
Yeah.
It's one of those few times where the long song actually played to its advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's a disadvantage on almost all the other ones.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Katie?
From Future Sex Love Down, Chop Me Up.
I got it.
Nope.
Although I will say it's a heavier sound than I think is really suited to the Timbs. But
yeah. Is that what we call him?
Well, that's what I call him.
Oh, okay.
You can't call him that.
Oh.
It's just for me.
You call him Mr. Timberlake.
Hello, Mr. Timberlake.
I thought the incorporation of 3-6 Mafia was a nice touch.
Yeah.
666. Oh, so wait a second. He's worked with the same people that ICP has. Good for them.
I knew I liked him for
a reason. Justin Timberlake, the Juggalo.
Who would have ever guessed? Next record, he's going to be on the next ICP record. That's what I hear. Go for it, JT.
You do you.
Where are we at?
I think it's you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Let's go murder, because it's one word.
Nope.
That girl is murder.
You murdered that.
Hey-o!
Don't get me wrong. I agree with the lyrics. I just, didn't like the song that much.
Murder. I'm sorry, I'm going the wrong way. Sarah.
Let the Groove In.
Got it.
I've got it.
Nope.
Oh.
You son of a bitch.
Dylan. Keith.
Let's see here. Let's do my last song that I've got for the 2020, Tunnel Vision.
I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Did you?
It's 4 for 4, baby.
All right.
I almost didn't have that one, too.
Yeah, it looks like we're all a fan of 2020. There's three through already.
No, that's four.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, we got Suit and Tie, Mirrors, Take Back the Night, and Tunnel Vision.
Oh, yeah, because Take Back the Night's the 2 of 2.
Yeah.
Katie.
Not a Bad Thing from 2020.
Nope.
No.
Amnesia?
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's fine. That's fine. It's fine. We don't need it anyway. I've only got one left after that.
This is my last one. My Love.
My Love.
Nope.
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 I like that. It was weird, but I liked it.
Is that the one with Tigger in it?
No.
Kind of want to go back and listen to that
song. I know. I know. So do I. But okay. So My Love X'd.
I've got Love Stoned.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But that's a good one.
Katie?
I've got Oh No What You Got from Justified.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. And I'm going to throw my last one out there, even though I know you guys don't have it. Last Night.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So.
I've got one more.
I'm out of music. Okay.
I have two more.
Oh.
I've got All Over Again.
Nope.
Okay.
You want to toss your last two out there, Katie?
So it doesn't give, it doesn't matter which ones I had, but it was the 10-minute song, fucking True Blood, and then You Got It On.
Oh, yeah.
Miles says that Mirrors is barely a ballad, which makes me feel a little better about me letting it through.
Yeah, I actually didn't have that as the ballad. I actually had Love Stoned, What Goes Around, and All Over Again as the ballads. I consider those more ballads.
Love Stoned was a ballad?
Yeah, you're wrong. Okay, What Goes Around. Yeah, that one went through already. That one's more of a...
Look, two ballads.
All right.
Rabble.
We got six through. That's not bad.
Wow.
Suit and Tie, Sexy Back, Rock Your Body, Take Back the Night, Tunnel Vision, and Mirrors. Let's see. Where did the threes stop and the twos begin?
I can tell you the threes that I've got on here.
Yeah.
Senorita, What Goes Around Comes Around, Damn Girl, Push Your Love Girl, Let the Groove Get In, Drink You Away, Only When I Walk Away.
Okay.
And then
I feel like Drink You Away and Only When I Walk Away, only one of those two should go through.
I agree.
Hold on, say that again.
Drink You Away or Only When
Out
I Walk
of drink
Away.
Drink You Away or Only When I Walk Away, only one of those.
My vote's for Drink You Away.
I agree. Because it says drink.
I like booze.
Drink You Away, it's fine. They're both ballads and they're stupid. That one gets through on a grudge vote.
Yeah, Only When I Walk Away is too Bruno Mars-ish.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. Put that one out.
Okay, but Drink You Away is in, so that's seven now?
Seven, yeah.
Sweet.
Let's see. One, two, three... four radio songs already through. So just keep that in mind. I almost feel like that negates What Goes Around. Is that the only... No, Senorita's in there too.
Senorita over What Goes Around, in my opinion.
I also agree. Was Senorita was a three?
Yeah, Senorita was a three.
Does anybody disagree with... giving the axe to What Goes Around, not necessarily pushing Senorita through, but at least axing What Goes Around?
I guess
because I didn't have what Goes Around.
I mean, I liked it. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Axe it.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
What Goes Around does not always come back around.
I see what you did.
Yeah, wordplay.
JT's a liar.
Plus, the video had Scarlett Johansson, and I hate her.
Oh, okay.
Preach, well, sister.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that.
Preach.
That's almost enough.
Solidarity,
to
boo-boo.
Bring it back.
So she.
Who are you?
Let's see. So the last couple with three is what? Damn Girl, Push a Love Girl, Losing My Way, Let the Groove In, and Senorita?
Yeah.
Two, three, four.
I would say put a little bit more Justified in Future Sex. So since I was the lone holdout on Senorita, I'll cave and say Push It.
Push it. Push it real good.
That was some nice push in there, Katie.
All right, so what does that put us at, eight?
And I think Damn Girl would be a good one to have from Future Sex. We've only got one on there.
Wait, what do we have from Future Sex?
Sexy back.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
So, and what are the conversations from Future Sex?
Damn Girl.
That's it?
Okay. Summer Love had two. At least in my notes.
Damn Girl had three?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Damn Girl then.
Yep, Damn Girl. So now we've got one more spot to fill.
Now let's take a second and start incorporating some of these twos to see if I have never, I can't budge on Can't Stop the Feeling because I haven't heard it. See what
I
else
think can you can have? Can, we
you,
can't,
can
we
you
can't,
pull it up?
You can't without violating all kinds of.
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
Justin's a producing extraordinaire.
Sneaky.
We can listen to it, but the radio public can't listen to it.
Can we describe it without violating any copyright?
Yeah.
So there's a song, and there's these like little
trolls.
Naked people with jewels in their bellies and the stand-up-y hair, and they like.
I think I saw that porno.
Oh, it's in the Trolls movie.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what we said, the Trolls.
The Trolls song.
What did you think we were talking about? Whoa, jeez. Oh. That's
not broadcasting, is it?
No,
I think it is right now. I'll get it.
Hey, we got 30 seconds of it. See, you've got to have heard this, Justin. Nothing? It goes electric, wavy when I
turn it on. All right, unfortunately, Katie can't hear us right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm dancing.
It's got a good groove. I mean, I'm okay with this.
God, that's hot. I want to see where it goes. I hate that we've got Katie on mute right now, and I'm shouting. People listening on the other side, shut up, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, because you're doing the audio extraordinaire thing where they can't hear it, but we can in our cans.
Yeah.
Because we don't have radio licenses yet.
Yeah.
Which makes a good plug for Patreon. If they want to hear these, be able to... If they want... All right, now everyone's dancing. But if they want us to be able to broadcast these songs, they could donate to the Patreon. I mean, I think it's a...
Nobody heard that. I was just busting a move today.
Yeah, you look super weird. Yeah. It's all right, though. Good morning. What was it? All Day You Drunk? So we did the Nokioki.
Yes.
And we just basically had to sing the song. It was...
You sing the song, and we can hear the music, but the listening audience can't. Nokioki, coming to RFR soon.
Nice.
You know what, man? I don't know. Like,
I'm okay with having it.
That is a nice groove.
I would have included it if I had known we were, you know, pulling from albums that we weren't listening to.
Yeah, right?
Oh, we're dead to Miles.
I think we're dead to Miles because I probably said I listened to the second half of 2020.
Yeah, wait, what did we do to, why are we dead? What did we do?
We killed Miles somehow.
Miles didn't think the second half of 2020 is worth a listen to.
He finds it invalid, although Elena celebrated my sweet, sweet dance moves.
We picked two songs off of the second part of 2020.
I see. Is Katie back yet? Do we still have you?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry we had to mute you to listen to that, but you know what?
Can't stop the feeling.
I'm with it.
The best part was it just sounded like Justin was having like one syllable epiphanies.
I mean, that's pretty much Justin in general, isn't it?
Yeah, that's yep. Yep. Uh-huh.
So, Katie, that was our song. You and I agreed on that, and the boys did not have it because it broke the rules technically.
Yeah, well, you know, and. This is a good time to reiterate. The rules are, there are no rules. You can play a song.
I say this is the perfect moment for anarchy.
you can play a song that's not part of the list. It's just, you're really, it's risky. It's risky business. Because if Sarah didn't have it, then, you know, it's just out there and, you know, that it's, you know, you wasted one of your songs. But she did, so it comes back for the conference. This is one of the few times where you took that risk. It's out there.
Off.
It made the conversation, and I don't know. I'm with it. Like, I'm looking at all these other songs, even though they're all great tunes. Man, that one was funky, man.
It was.
I'm into it. So if everybody else is into it,
Can't Stop the Feeling, number 10.
Can't Stop the Feeling. Let's
put it on through. Move.
Dance, I think that's 10. Dance.
That's 10, I think. Yep. We got Suit and Tie, Sexy Back, Rock Your Body, Take Back the Night, Tunnel Vision, Damn Girl, Can't Stop the Feeling, Senorita, Mirrors, and Drink You Away. That's a solid 10. That's a solid 10. And that will be up on the Spotify, actually, probably before I even leave here tonight. Because, I don't know, man. I feel like more people should definitely be checking out the Justin's. I had a great time listening to
it. It was fun.
And it's not one of those catalogs that's going to take you all day. It's not Stevie Wonder.
Part two coming soon.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder was a blast. Don't get me wrong, but it was a lot of songs. It was a lot of songs. So I mean, this is something that you can knock out in an afternoon. You listen to these 10 songs. You dig these 10 songs. You go from there. Listen to the rest of his stuff. And I don't think you can go wrong. I think it's a lot more fun than maybe people want to give credit for. So I'm so happy we did Justin Timberlake.
Me too.
So. Yeah, me too.
So before we go, has any of us seen him live?
No.
Elena has.
I've seen NSYNC.
Oh, okay. Well, close enough.
Technically, yeah.
Elena used to be a rock photographer. You really need to have her on this show. She's all about it.
She just do Verifier?
I want to eventually. Okay. I'm going to have to like. I'm thinking that to bring it back, I'm going to have to like record them and put them on that way because I don't know any other way to do it.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm out of time. There's only one Justin, and he's barely getting things done that he needs to get done. So, next week we're doing the Afghan Wigs. I'm really excited about that. We've got a couple first timers, Xavier Lewis and Chris Slowowski. I don't know. He'll have to say it. But from Dead Love Alive, he's coming in, and then Brian will be back. And Bob France calling in from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
He's been really pushing for the Afghan Wigs, and actually he called me a dickhole for not doing Afghan Wigs. So like,
sounds about right for him.
So I kind of had to. But I'm looking forward to that. Katie, I don't want to say it's been tremendous knowing you, because it's not like I'm never going to talk to you again.
Or that she's dying.
She's not dying.
You're not dying. But
and you can get Radio Free Radio anywhere in the world.
It's true.
Yeah.
Except for probably China.
It'll be
North Korea
for sure. Especially the first few weeks where, you know, I don't do time changes well, so I'll be up at 2 in the morning like, hey guys, it's popped. All right.
Well, you know, I don't sleep, so
it has been tremendous fun being involved with the station, and I can't wait to see it continue to grow and be like, hey, I knew it when. just keep on keeping on, because this is a great thing and you're staying true to you, and Team RFR.
And woo. Just know that, you know, if you ever happen to be listening to any of the shows, or if you come back to visit, you're always welcome here. You always have a home with RFR.
I will take you up on that without question.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Take it easy, guys. Good night.
Later, Katie.
Bye, Katie. And that's going to do it, folks. That's our Justin Timberlake list. Had a blast with you guys tonight.
Likewise. That was fun.
We had the video games earlier on the Popped. Which,
yeah.
By the way, folks, if you don't listen to Popped before Deprogrammed, it's really Tuesday's a really nice night of programming. You get 2 hours of pop culture conversation. Tonight it was video games. They were playing video games for 2 hours, which was that was fun. That's a little bit of Mario Kart, a little bit of Swap Fire.
Yeah.
So local video games. And then, you know, of course, Deprogrammed, where I'm an idiot and I talk about stuff. It's fun.
Nah,
we talk about music.
A music enthusiast talking music with other music enthusiasts.
It's friends talking about bands and artists. They like it's a really fun thing to be a part of. I don't know what it's like listening, but man, it is a lot of fun talking bands with everybody. And we'll see you next week for Afghan Wigs. And again, please, patreon.com/radiofreeradio. Keith may have said it jokingly, but for real, if we can get our licensing, we can just start playing these tunes. And that opens up a whole new world for this program. Like, we can easily do that second hour that I've been talking about since last year, if we can fill it with the music. I'm just saying, we've got to raise a lot of money to get there. Plus, we're trying to get out of this garage and into a space, too. But patreon.com/radiofreeradio. Also, make sure you mark your calendars. May the 5th, Angst. You want to be there. If you want to read, it's angst@radiofradio.com. You can submit there, and Sarah or Matt, one of the two, will get back to you about it. But if not, if you want to just come hang out, please do that. 1701 Baltic.
Yep,
it'll be a blast. I mean, you know, those who don't want to read their old diary entries from middle school want to see other people read them.
Right?
Because who doesn't like laughing at other people?
And, you know, I know that, listen, my best friend from ninth grade and I exchanged an entire shoebox full of letters, and we will be reading them.
I have a shoebox. I have a shoebox full of letters from this girl in Australia that I used to date too.
Nope, that's never ever happening. And you know what will happen with Lisa and Fred?
Who?
Fred. Yeah, I know.
Fred Durst.
No, different. Yeah. Fred. Although same era, but no, different Fred.
Fred Armisen.
No.
He looks like he farts a lot, Fred Armisen.
I could see that.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
May I excuse
it. I accept it. That took a weird turn.
I'm just trying to make him feel weird now. All right, let's get out of here.
Wow, Fred Armisen is listening? Awesome.
Hi, Fred Armisen.
Well, his buddy Justin Timberlake called
Well, that's
over.
True. Yeah, Justin Timberlake is
Thanks
here.
For coming, man. I appreciate it. Here, a little round of applause for you.
Yes, way to go, Justin. JT up, in the studio.
All right, so we will see you all next week for the Afghan Wigs. It's Deprogrammed. Learn them and love them, people.